This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Does anybody want to slow skate with me?
Let's do it.
Story here from CNN. Welcome back, by the way. Fourth and final hour of the Monday edition. And you can always check out our podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. A week-long boycott against shopping on Amazon has begun. The economic blackout was started by the People's Union USA to send a, quote, message loud enough to shake up the system. I didn't knew that was coming. We'll shake it up. We got a one-week boycott.
They'll be here all night. Take your waiters.
We got a one-week boycott. We're going to shake up the system. Jeff Bezos is going to hear us loud and clear. Organizers claim that Amazon hurts small businesses and exploits its workforce. So what better way to say we don't like that than not buy something from them for 7 days? In addition to Amazon, the union is also pushing for people to avoid the other companies owned by the retail giant, which include Ring, Whole Foods, and Prime Video.
You know there was a big box boycott a couple of weeks back.
I did not know that.
Exactly.
Remember the murder of the healthcare CEO that was going to, quote, shake up the healthcare system?
Yeah.
What did we say on this very program after that happened?
America has a very short attention span.
Nothing will change. And nothing has changed.
Now, the shoes that Mangione wore in court did sell
very popular. Out. Very popular, those shoes.
Yeah.
What is the fascination with him?
They think he's hot.
And collectively, Americans hate the insurance industry.
Yes.
It's like a Robin Hood type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not exactly the picture of Robin Hood in $2,000 loafers.
And he doesn't wear tights, yeah.
There's that.
I think there's a lot of people out there clamoring for something, for meaning to try to attach themselves to anything that stands against the man.
But to Dana's point, you know, right after that, people, you know, this was a wake-up call for the insurance industry in the United States. Things are going to change.
You know what changed? They took the CEO's photos off the websites. That changed.
And they selected another CEO.
Do you think it would have been more of a wake-up call had he not been from a wealthy family, had he been a disgruntled policyholder who was denied?
No. And here's why.
I don't know.
Because in the aftermath, that's a hell of a good question, Sam.
Thank you.
But in the aftermath of what happened, and the CEO's name, I've now forgotten. Brian something. I don't even remember his last name.
Thompson,
okay. How many stories did we hear come out through the news media of, you know, woe is me, this happened to me, and then they detailed how, you know, they had found a lump in their breast and their insurance company wouldn't pay for the screening for breast cancer. Or, you know, this happened to my son and he was denied by the insurance company. We had to call and call and call, and they kept saying no, 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 and no, and he ended up dying. Even without, you know, a more lower income, ugly suspect who had a personal beef with United Healthcare, we had plenty of stories that came out about people who did.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Well, unless you have an organized movement behind that, you will see stories about that and go, oh, that's just terrible.
Come up with a plan B. What is the plan B? And no one can come up with a workable solution for a plan B. A workable solution.
Right.
That would take lawmakers.
Oh, God.
In D.C. and
stop you right there.
State capitals across this great nation.
Make sure to tip your waiters.
Working together.
Heard the veal's real good.
A plan and program that benefits the people of this great country. That's what it would take.
Man,
right?
He's just on a tear. Boy.
I mean, we can't. You're up there with
Gaffigan. You're a funny guy.
Hot pocket.
And just, you know, if Amazon is killing mom and pops, right, back to the original story that we got started on.
Full circle.
If Amazon is killing mom and pop stores, it is. And if Amazon exploits its workers, we've heard countless stories that they do, allegedly, you know, making them work these ridiculous hours. They pee in Gatorade bottles because they don't have time to stop at a gas station. Just ridiculous stuff, then what is a one-week boycott of Amazon going to do? It's one of the richest, most profitable businesses in America.
And we've been trained to shop this way. And it's what we want as the consumer. You know, oh, I want this. I'm going to order it. Boom, done.
I don't even have an Amazon account.
Amazon Prime has 200 million members worldwide.
Well,
you
Amazon.
Could not buy anything for the next 6 months and they would still have enough money coming in to stay afloat.
Plus, Amazon doesn't take checks, Scott.
You really pause to make sure that one landed.
All right, we're going to bring you this next story carefully. It has elements of humor in it. It does involve a lawsuit and a couple from Missouri.
Go ahead. You want to dance it or you want me to dance it?
Something they probably bought on Amazon and it belonged to a child. But just hear me out. This is where it gets funny. I think it's funny. They are probably not laughing, but I'm laughing. The couple has filed a lawsuit against a hotel chain claiming the staff shared a viral photo of something they left behind in that hotel room. The staff thought the object left behind was one thing, when in fact, it was something very innocent.
Mm-hmm. And what was that one thing?
Follow me here. Dateline is Springfield.
Follow.
A Missouri couple has filed a defamation lawsuit against a hotel and an employee after they say a social media post has damaged their reputations. According to the 6-count civil lawsuit, the couple and their 9-year-old daughter stayed at a Quality Inn hotel on Highway 76 in Branson.
There's your first warning.
While there, the parents said they bought their daughter a, quote, walking dinosaur toy from Branson's Wild World. Mm-hmm. That dinosaur toy came with a small leash attachment.
Well, of course. How else are you going to walk your dinosaur?
Clearly.
I wanted to run away.
According to the lawsuit, the couple's daughter accidentally left the leash attachment in the room after they checked out. Fine. A hotel employee found the leash and posted a picture of it on a popular Facebook group with more than 100,000 members, allegedly naming the father and referring to the child's toy as something else entirely, which it was not. Again, we're not even going to say what funny thing the hotel employee thought this might be for, but it was a dinosaur plush toy leash.
It's a leash with two loops on one end.
Correct.
Draw whatever conclusion you want from that.
So this is what the post said. And if they named the father, obviously the employee is going to be fired for that. I don't know if the father has an unusual name. I don't know.
Mommy's naughty.
Here is what the post said. If anyone knows this man.
Okay, Samuel.
If anyone knows this man, tell him he left his
blanking
torture toy in the hotel room
people call it torture.
That he just said he rocked in Branson last night. Picture of object attached.
So this employee spent way too much time on the internet assuming things.
Okay. According to the defamation lawsuit, the employee also said they stole something from the hotel, which the couple denies.
And trashed the room, which I don't know where you get that claim.
The husband and wife claim the post has, quote, hurt their reputations and their jobs. And their children have suffered stress from classmates asking about the photo.
I'm not laughing about that part. That's not funny.
The attorney representing the couple says they are asking for a jury trial with hopes of being awarded more than $1 million.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to stop you right
there.
Is
that worth $1 million?
Let's say your name is Scott Parks and you stay in this hotel in Branson and someone writes, if anyone knows Scott, you tell him he left this toy, whatever.
It was a torture toy.
I assume they're not from Branson. Why is that damaging your reputation?
They're from Springfield.
In this business, I would be praised.
But, Dan, you get what I'm getting here. I suppose if you had a very unusual name, like, I don't know, Mangione, you know, that's an unusual name.
Then we'll call him Luigi.
Maybe you could say, because this was online, and just because, by the way, 100,000 people belong to that Facebook group, doesn't mean 100,000 people saw it.
Facebook group is it?
It doesn't say. But you are now just drawing attention to something that no one would have known about.
It's a small town. Branson's very close to Springfield, and perhaps these folks are good, upstanding members of their local religious community, and aspersions are being cast about what they were doing inside that hotel room.
Did you say aspersions?
Yes.
That's the first time in, well, as long as this show's been on the air.
How freaky is anyone going to get in a Quality Inn with their 9-year-old staying there? I mean, I just don't understand where the...
There's a reason bathroom doors have locks, Dana.
Where the you've ruined my reputation comes from.
Because they're being asked questions about...
A dinosaur
the
leash?
Perceived naughtiness of their actions in a hotel room.
A married couple.
It's like dominoes tipping over here. You know the
internet.
You danced
around that beautifully. You did a great
Thank
job.
Thank you, Sam.
I'm actually quite proud.
I just don't know that that's a viable lawsuit, but here we are.
913-586-7798.
Look out for those plush dinosaurs in Branson.
Dan, Sam, Dana, and Scott here on KMBZ. Keeping it clean. Story here from Channel 5. More than a year after three men's bodies were found in a Northland backyard, the suspects are in custody. And now a victim's family member is filing a lawsuit against the two of them. Last week, the Platte County Prosecutor's Office charged Jordan Willis and Ivory Carson with 2 counts of delivering a controlled substance and 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter. We all remember the story. I don't have to go back over it again. Now, according to a petition filed in Platte County Court, John Harrington is suing Willis and Carson for negligence that he says caused his son, David Harrington, to overdose. The document states that Willis and Carson were not licensed nor qualified to be licensed to distribute drugs, and that they should have known of the presence of the cocaine and the dangers and hazards that it posed, including the possibility of being lethal to anyone who might ingest it. Further blames the suspects for failing to help David once he began to suffer from the dangers of the drugs, saying this caused or contributed to his death. John Harrington, the dad, is seeking $100,000 in total damages from Willis and from Carson.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I can see why you would be able to criminally hold somebody accountable for that. But civilly...
I mean, you have to prove that they were not willing to do it.
Although, bars and bartenders have been sued in the past.
That's a legal product.
I know.
And
fair point.
You have a license to be selling that product.
Did you see the Wendy Williams update? What is going on?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her, but...
She dropped a note from like way up above that said, help me.
So the paparazzi caught a view of her in her assisted living facility where, you know, the stories have been coming around that she was put in that assisted living facility
against
her will under a conservatorship. And so the paparazzi somehow figured out what window she was in, and they started shooting pictures of her. And she was loving it, posing for them the whole nine, until she takes a Sharpie and writes on a piece of paper, "Help,
help Wendy." She apparently called in to the Breakfast Club radio show or something, saying, "I am not cognitively impaired. I'm trapped in here with elderly patients who are not, quote, my cup of tea. I am definitely isolated. I keep the door closed. I watch TV. I listen to the radio. I watch the window. I sit here, and my life goes by."
This says Williams has been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia and aphasia. Is that also, by the way, what Bruce Willis has? Yep.
I think so.
Who decides if you have a diagnosis like that, that we're going to shut you in a facility? I mean, the only other time this has been in the news was Britney Spears and her dad. And I didn't trust him any further than I think she's off her rocker, but I think he was out for money.
But Bruce Willis wasn't swept away and put under a conservatorship the way that Wendy Williams was.
I feel like you should have like a team of people in on this if we're going to take away your rights and hole you up on the fifth floor of some nursing home.
Who gets to determine if I can be involuntarily detained?
I mean, she went from hosting a radio show every single day to...
She had a TV show, too.
Or a TV show, pardon me. Every single day to, you're too crazy to function in normal society.
So her guardian says Williams is cognitively impaired, permanently disabled, and incapacitated.
Well, who's her guardian?
Yeah, a girl named Sabrina Morrissey. I don't know who. Williams, for her part, insists she's fine, claiming in a recent TMZ phone interview that she is being held in prison and is not allowed to go outside of her own free will. You still have rights. Even if you have full-on Alzheimer's, you still have rights.
Morrissey is the court-appointed guardian of Wendy Williams. She is an elder law attorney in New York City.
Which is to argue this state is the one that decided...
I feel like you better have like 10 people all in agreement, all with no financial interest whatsoever in your estate.
And, but here's what I don't understand about guardianships. Who jumped in at some point and said Wendy Williams needs a guardian? Was it a family member? I don't think she's married. I don't know of any children that she has. I'll look that up.
I mean, her last episode of her TV show was June 17th of 2022, and it was, I think, a year before she was swept away and put in her lockup.
Okay. I mean, if I'm in this place, and I don't feel like being in this place, and I've committed no crime, who are you to tell me that I have to stay here? That's what I don't understand. She is not married.
There are two separate investigations into this, according to TMZ.
It's awful. I don't know what the bar is to take someone's rights away and
apparently
their money, apparently it's not very high.
I mean, if again, not to repeat myself, if I am being detained, basically, in an old folks' home, and I don't feel like being there, and I've committed no crime, who are you to tell me where I can and cannot go? That is a blatant violation of my rights.
I had my dates mixed up. She was on the TV show hosting, and then she was not because she was swept away in this conservatorship. It was in 2022 that she was swept away and put in assisted
living. So she was perfectly lucid enough to host a television show, nationally syndicated television show, and all of a sudden, I've lost my marbles and I need to be put into an old folks home, even though I'm only 60 years old. At the time, she would have been 58.
Makes a lot of sense.
See, in stories like this, and it was just like this with Britney Spears, too. Now, is Britney Spears crazy? Yes. Does that mean that she has to be locked up and her money kept from her? No. Always follow the money. That is where you will find the truth. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's grab one. Aaron in Kansas City, you were first in, you're first up. Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, so as soon as you said court-appointed guardian, I immediately went to this movie that I watched last year, and thank you, Sam, for reminding me of the title, I Care a Lot.
Yes.
There's a whole movie exactly about this same issue, and, I mean, there's a lot of money in it for these attorneys to be a part of this conservatorship because they take fees on managing this person's estate while they're incapacitated, in most cases permanently. And if there's not somebody that already had some sort of legal right to take care of this person, then there's like nothing they can do. It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Well, but Aaron, and I'm not familiar with the movie, but I'll check it out.
It's so good.
An attorney, an elderly care attorney, can't just walk around. And by the way, Wendy Williams is 60. I would hardly call that elderly. Having said that, an attorney like that can't just walk around and go, you know what? You're rich. You don't have a husband anymore. I'm going to claim that you're mentally unstable, and I'm going to put you under a court-ordered guardianship, and then I get to take care of your money for you.
If you get a bad actor in there, and I've seen the movie, Aaron, it is shocking. And some of it is hilarious, by the way. If you get a bad actor in there, they can take over your life.
That's exactly what happened, though, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so in this case, I think the character in the movie had actually had judges and everybody that was kind of in on it. And, like, she just got really, 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 really good at making the case that this person should no longer be in – allowed to be in control of their own life, essentially.
Yep.
So, and especially somebody that's in the public eye, if they have an incident or two, all of a sudden it's very easy for the general public to look at the story and be like, yeah, I can see it. They're kind of crazy. I remember seeing a video of them doing this, or I've seen a post about them doing that or whatever. Yeah. And then all of a sudden this person is labeled as crazy. And now this lawyer can come in and get away with essentially taking over their estate.
Okay, but for example, if my mom, as she gets older, and let's, you know, right now she has all of her faculty, she's doing great, she's 80 years old though, and let's say in, you know, 2 years from now, she's starting to lose it, doesn't always remember things, and starts falling for silly, expensive online scams. At that point, my brother and I, her two sons, might step in and say, hey, Mom, we'd like to be the guardian or conservators or whatever over your finances because you're falling for a lot of really obvious scams. That's fine, but we're not putting her in an old folks home and telling her that she can't
the
leave.
Door.
That's the thing, though. This is a court-appointed guardian. They don't care about this person. All they care about is the money that they're going to get from everything. And also, this is what's really crazy. This court-appointed guardian can liquidate all of their assets to continue to cover their fee.
Their quote, fee for, and expenses.
Yeah, for the conservatorship. It is like, it's a whole industry.
Well, I would like to think, and Aaron, thank you, and I'll look up, I care a lot. I'll look it up. I would like to think, and I don't know that I've ever said Wendy Williams' name in my life. I've never watched her show. I'm aware of who she is because she's in the business. But you would like to think that, okay, she's in a place where she can't leave for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm assuming they're not armed. Why can't she just walk out the door?
Well, it locks from the inside.
Okay. All right. I would like to think that there's a do-well attorney in New York City who would be willing to take up her case. It's not like the woman doesn't have some money. Or even do it pro bono and say, this is an injustice. This woman is being held against her will, and she's committed no crime. I'm going to take over and be an advocate, a legal advocate for Wendy Williams.
I beg your pardon. I know I broke the cardinal rule of the Dana and Parks program.
Oh,
I
did some research.
Oh, please, man. Don't.
In May of 2022, who put her under a conservatorship? Wells Fargo.
Why?
Well,
they said in a New York court that she was a, quote, incapacitated person and the victim of undue influence and financial exploitation. Exactly what you just described, Scott. And the bank said she is unable to control her life, unable to control her funds, and they got a court-appointed guardian for Wendy Williams. Her bank put her in this situation.
I will tell you this, Scott. You've got to watch I Care a Lot. And what all is right. the name of the actress that plays the elderly woman?
Let me look up.
Because what ends up happening is there's one elderly woman, not elderly, she's older, who has a lot of money because this woman is unscrupulous and starts looking for people with sizable bank accounts. And yes, is paying off the judge to say, like, I just don't think she's really not in her right mind. And then she has other people in on it that's doping them up to make it look like they're out of it.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, it is. It is. How do I describe it? It is a run, do not walk. What is the name of this actress? You have seen her a thousand times.
I know. I can tell you her name. It's Rosamund Pike.
Well, Rosamund Pike is the main awful person.
Oh.
But the
Elsa Gonzalez?
I'm looking it up right now. She's been in so many things.
And it's, by the way, it is a, it's a ma'am. It's a medium.
Diane West. Diane West, and you know her, she's been in a thousand things.
Oh, yeah.
Plays the wealthy woman, and then this unscrupulous, you know, court-appointed person comes in and says, now just come with me. We're going to take you to Shady Oaks, and you're just going to sit here. And Diane West says, the hell I am.
Good.
And there are some scenes between the two of them that become very, very funny.
This is wild, guys. This is reported by multiple credible sources. So this all went down in May of 2022. She remained on her program, a daily TV show, until the middle of June before it finally got all cleared up in the courts. And by cleared up, I mean, sorry, Wendy, you're no longer Wendy. We are Wendy, and you're coming with us.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Britney Spears was not in. Was she in a care facility of some capacity?
No, but her dad was able to take over all of her.
Had all the money.
Finances.
Yeah. And I remember the Free Britney movement, but she was still living in her own home, right?
Yeah, but she couldn't spend any of her own money without her father's approval.
Correct.
But then when she did become free, she made it very clear all over social media.
That she's crazy.
She's crazy.
Well, but you know what? We're surrounded by crazy people, Sam. It doesn't mean someone gets to come in and take your bank account away from you.
That's exactly right. You have rights. Again, I sound like a broken record. She has committed no crime. How do you have the authority to just lock somebody up in a care facility? And by the way, something in the text line says she was rushed to a hospital today. That was for observation because she floated a note down to the paparazzi on the street below saying, help.
She asked. She said, please, help. Please take me.
It just defies logic. By the way, it is on Netflix. It is a 2-hour movie. I care a lot. It did really, really well at the box office.
Great point from the text line. Wendy Williams can't hire an attorney to figure this out. They froze her accounts.
Well, like I said, that's why I would like to think that there's a Duwell attorney who's going to take it on pro bono, or, you know, if I'm successful, then you can pay me. If I'm able to get you out of this facility, get this guardianship taken down, then you can pay me, you know, $30,000 or whatever. It only grossed $1.3 million at the American box office. Not very good.
By the way, her estimated net worth, according to CelebrityNetWorth.com, $5 million.
Okay. So she has some money, for sure. She could give an attorney $50,000. Get me out of here. Here's $50,000. By the way, why does she only have $5 million if she's a nationally syndicated TV host? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, maybe you're making the case for the New York courts right now.
I'm not comfortable with it. I think most Americans, if you really think, like, okay, would I want someone coming in and telling me I don't have control over my own stuff? Mm-hmm. Whatever medical diagnosis you have.
Right.
99% of Americans are going to go, pretty sure that's against the law, isn't it?
Now, if the day ever came, God forbid, where I was diagnosed with, you know, early onset dementia or Alzheimer's, I would put my account in the names of my two children as well. But I would have some lawyer draft it up that I'm in control of my money until I am no longer mentally capable of making decisions for myself.
And when do you get to make the case that you're still mentally capable?
And you don't get to put me in an old folks home. I'm only 53. I'm staying right here in Western Shawnee. I'm not going anywhere. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Man, hate is gonna hate. Story here from Fox 4. After a post went viral on Twitter bashing the Big 12's choice of location for its tournament, the Kansas City Sports Commission has responded. The post criticizes Kansas City's recent weather, claiming that Vegas would be a better location for the Big 12 basketball tournaments. Oh, please. Quoting here from the poster, Las Vegas was literally right there. And it was decided that Kansas City and its Blizzards was the most ideal location for a basketball tournament. This is according to Josh Furlong, writing on Twitter.
He wasn't hugged enough as a child.
Clearly. It is true, Kansas City has had its fair share of inclement weather this season. The Big 12 tournament's been held in the city time and time again because so many teams are close by. It'll stay that way until at least 2031. Vegas... says a CBS college football writer in response to the post, Vegas is not right there for almost any fan base that really cares about basketball in the Big 12. Says Kathy Nelson, we should admit, a good friend of the program. She responds, we are excited to have the Big 12 men's and women's basketball championships secured in Kansas City through 2031. This is one of the best tournaments in all of college basketball, and we know that the players, fans, and the Big 12 enjoy everything there is about Kansas City. That's right, Kathy. You
always somebody trying to take that away from us.
Some of the biggest fan bases in the Big 12, they move mountains to make sure that they can be here for the games. Yep. I was at the after party with Shaq Diesel last year after the final of the Big 12 tournament, and it was packed, and they weren't from Kansas City.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, everybody is aware that Lawrence is just down the road. But you know who shows up and in droves?
Iowa.
Iowa State.
Yes.
Is one of the best traveling, especially in basketball, fan bases that there is. They're like Nebraska football fans. If your team's playing, they're going.
That's who was filling up the Power and Light KC Live block that evening for Shaq Diesel.
Yeah, and they will Shaq go Diesel. Anywhere. But Vegas, do we even have a? I mean, the closest team would be Arizona or Arizona State, but that is on the very far western reaches of the Big 12 Conference.
I don't know. They need to blow up all the conferences and go back to just being regional.
Those days are over.
I know.
There's this thing called TV contracts.
I'm aware, but they messed it all up when they. I mean, Power Three conferences now? How many big conferences are there?
SEC, ACC, Big Ten, and Big 12.
So there's still four. Okay.
Yeah. And I guess the Atlantic 10 or whatever they're called. But
well.
Sam, why is there a story in the stack about a man's face being ripped open and a Pringles can?
Because you eat Pringles every day?
And my face was ripped open 37 years ago yesterday?
Is this the drug smuggling story, or are there two Pringles stories in the stack today?
It's about a Florida woman who's been arrested for allegedly slicing a random man's face wide open with a Pringles can.
Well, that is metal on the top there.
And I thought this is only in the stack because it was 37 years ago yesterday that my nose was removed from my face by a windshield, and I do like Pringles.
I put that story in the stack prior to you reminding me of the anniversary, but it fits.
Huh.
You're welcome.
Sort of.
Thanks a lot.
How are those Pringles?
I didn't have any today. I'm going on a beach vacation next month, and I'm
good
watching.
For you.
I'm watching what I eat.
I'm proud of you.
Yep.
There's another story in the stack where someone
eats SpaghettiOs for lunch.
Where someone smuggled a gigantic. They were moving drugs using Pringles cans.
Huh. Well, who wouldn't?
They're multi-use.
Yes.
Is, I guess, what I'm trying to say about the Pringles can.
Happy birthday today to Carrie Underwood. She is 42. Did you see she's going back to be a judge on American Idol?
I saw it. Back to her roots.
Bad Bunny is 31. John Hamm, the actor, is 54. Doo-doo. Timbaland is 53. Sharon Stone is 67.
Wow.
67 years old. And Chuck Norris. Age ain't got nothing on him.
He's 22.
He's 85. He is 85. We got to run. Bonus hours next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.